Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
A reset of the prophetic movement is upon us. The second wave of prophets is rising in this hour. We stand at the edge of a new era in the prophetic. We're gathering the international prophetic community at the Global Prophetic Center, a hub for prophetic training, prophetic labs, summits, networks, and lighthouses. It's time for prophets to go deeper. It's time for seers to soar. It's time for prophetic voices to rise up and decree what says the Spirit of God with accuracy that causes the world to pay attention. The Global Prophetic Center offers proven prophetic systems and structures to equip you to walk worthy of your calling and to prophesy with precision, boldness, diplomacy, and wisdom. Get hands-on training and mentoring in a safe environment that breeds true prophetic community and learning. Receive impartation and activation. Sharpen your gift and avoid prophetic pitfalls. Get commissioned. Get networked. Get sent out with the word of the Lord in your mouth and the confidence to release it. Begin your journey today by applying at globalpropheticcenter.com.
In Exodus 33, we see that Moses had encounters with God where he was face to face with him. Every time he entered the tent of meeting, he had this encounter where it was heart to heart, face to face, like a man speaks with his friend. How exciting is that? Well, for today's program, we are going to be discussing that very topic with our special guest, Dr. Tony Camp. It's so good to have you with us.
It's so good to be back.
I was so excited when I heard that you were coming. I said, we need to grab a hold of you because you are so rich in the things of the Spirit. You are amazing. In fact, you're one of my most favorite ministers. Mm-hmm. And you have so much credibility in the apostolic and the prophetic and, you know, it's just awesome. And I want everyone to know, because our audience, maybe all of our audience won't know you, but you have had encounters into the heavens where God has shown you body parts, departments, and you've been able to be sent back into the earth with body parts that produce creative miracles.
Yes.
And I've seen some of that, actually, and where even metal dissolves, where people have had, you know, pins and plates will dissolve, and God will replace them with new bones and joints and cartilage and that. Oh, it's so exciting. But today, we're going to talk about your new book, Face to Face with God. And I think that that is a passion of every believer. And so, come on, just feed us.
Well, I want to start with the letter of Peter, second letter, chapter 3, verse 18, where he says, grow in the grace and in the knowledge. And this is not just information. It's the intimate knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this book is about the pattern of how I mature in Jesus. And probably one of the best ways for me to describe it is I was face to face with Jesus and he told me that I was going to go through something.
Oh, wow.
And that it was going to be extremely difficult and extremely hard. And I was face to face with God. And so I let him know that I didn't want to go through it because I just didn't want to go through it. And he let me know it was still going to happen. And when he said it twice and then it was the encounter was over, I understood that when God says something twice, it's established.
Right.
And then that's when I began to learn as I walk through this process that when God gives you an encounter, there's a treasure.
Right.
And Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 says we have this treasure in an earthen vessel. But the interesting thing about the word treasure, it's the word thesaurus, which means God gives you a word.
Wow.
Okay. And it's a promise that is perfect for the problem you're getting ready to encounter.
Love it.
And so then he allows, God in his power could have prevented the problem, but in his wisdom, he permits it. James 1 says this. It says, my brothers, my sisters, paraphrasing, count it all joy when you fall into different temptations. Not if, when.
Right.
Knowing this, the testing of your faith works patience, yep. but let patience have its full effect that yep. you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. Which means prior to this exam, I'm lacking something.
Right.
And so God wants to get something to me.
So beautiful.
And so what happened was, is he allowed me to go through a situation that was really, really painful. And I laugh, you know, because I'm African-American, I say to people when I preach, this is when I discovered that God was the Godfather, and he had put a contract out on my carnality, and the Holy Ghost was the hitman, and you can run, but you cannot hide.
Praise the Lord, though.
And so I was dying to self, but I was entering into a greater harmony with my Heavenly Father, and a deeper fellowship with Jesus. And what I say to people is this, first you get the treasure, then you get the trial. And if you think the word, speak the word, do the word through the trial, you get another treasure.
Wow. And if you don't get the treasure, then you get another chance through another trial.
Oh, the Father always works with us.
You get to pass the test another time, right?
Yes.
You know, Tony, I think oftentimes, you know, when people come to me and they say, wow, I got this amazing prophetic word and it was really powerful and it showed this and that and the other. And I think in the back of my mind, I'm so happy for you right now. But you better remember the power of that word because it's going to have to keep you
yes.
through the difficult times that are ahead. And Joseph was a good example of that.
He was a perfect example yeah. of this because he has a God encounter where he's yeah. given a treasure. He sees the sun representing his father, the moon representing his mother, his 11 brothers bowing down to him. And this revelation was the birth of a vision, which produces faith.
Right.
But then his brothers throw him into the pit.
Yeah, it doesn't look at that point like they're bowing down to him at all.
Exactly. And so then he's sold into slavery. And this is what's interesting to me. When God takes him through this process, this trial, in the revelation, people are bowing down to him. But God says, now I got to give you a dose of humility. Because when he gets the revelation, this is what he says to his brothers. I have dreamed a dream.
Right.
And so now he meets this Holy Ghost hitman right. who says, oh, yeah, they're bowing down to you, but I'm going to put you in Potiphar's house, and you're going to learn what it means to bow down.
Right.
So it brings humility.
It's so good. Because if he hadn't learned total humility himself, he wouldn't have been able to handle what was to come. And that's something that we see in even a lot of ministers today, is that they are walking in a measure of fulfilled destiny and gifting, but when they don't have their carnality hit on by the Holy Spirit
yes.
and bow to that process, then they can blow the ship up.
Exactly. And so what you have then when you're in this process of trial, you have what appears to be the death of the vision.
Right.
Okay, but here's where you have that revelation and faith. Now you have what appears to be the death of the vision, which is now frustration and hope. But now I am coming into this maturation process. And then, as we see with Joseph, God gives him a butler, a baker, and a Pharaoh. And this is what every one of us need. We need somebody to open up doors. We need somebody who can put things together, make decisions that protect us and aid us. And we need somebody who's in a position of power to help us to step into our destiny. And then we have the resurrection of the vision.
Wow.
And so this book and the message that I want to share with the body of Christ is that regardless of what you're going through, yeah. God has something in mind that's even greater than what you think your revelation is saying.
Oh, I just so believe that. You know, you have to learn to trust God because he always has something better, but it's different sometimes than how you initially perceive it. And I'm just getting a word right now for someone that you have had a call of God on your life. You've had prophecies since you were in your youth regarding that call, but you haven't seen it fulfilled yet. And the Lord says he just wants you to follow him and draw close to him because those words were given to you so that you would hold tight to them. You don't have to fulfill them yourself. You just have to rest and believe in them because God has a purpose. So what about someone like that, Tony, that you get a word about a calling and it doesn't seem like anything's happening?
Yeah. See, this is interesting. You have Moses, who for the first 40 years of his life lives in an identity that's not even his. And what I tell people is this, if you don't know who you are by revelation, because you are a revelation, God has to give you a revelation of not only who he is, but who you are. When you live an identity that's not yours, you delay destiny. But at 40 years of age, he somehow gets the revelation he's supposed to be a deliverer. But he fails. And so it's the thing of it is failure, failure is on the road to success, and I'm gaining wisdom from what I think are my failures, and God is turning my mistakes into miracles.
Come on.
And the mistakes that I make are necessary because they build me a platform to be able to reach people, because who wants to yeah. listen to somebody or minister to somebody or follow somebody who's never made a mistake?
Come on.
So my mistakes, when I share them, my yes. flaws, my weaknesses, yeah. my defects of character that the Lord has worked out of my life and has worked his beauty and his glory and his presence in my life, this gives other people hope.
Absolutely.
And people need hope yes. because this is what gets me through this process of pain.
Right. Wow.
And so what I tell people is this, is when you're in this process of pain, it's not the place of presentation. This is the place where I'm learning Jesus. I'm learning the Father. This problem is building my platform for a future ministry, because my platform is what Jesus has done for me, in me, and what Jesus has brought me through successfully.
Right.
And so this person who seems like, oh, it's never going to happen. Listen, I would love to be able to tell you that after I saw Jesus and he told me I was going to go through this, I would love to be able to tell you that I said, all to you, Jesus, I surrender. No, I squealed like a pig all right. the way through. And I found out that he was faithful.
Yes.
And then after I got through the trial with the treasure, he gave me a series of God encounters that changed my life
Come
and
on.
My ministry.
It's so good, Tony. We just want to, again, just let you see this book, Face to Face with God. Because this will help you. You know what? You might be in this position right now. But if you're not, you will be. You know, we're all always going to have these seasons in our life where God challenges us and invites us to go to the next level. And so we need to hear his voice. And when he brings us his word and his promise, we can make it through with that very thing. We're so happy about this subject. And thanks again, Tony, for coming and sharing. You're so pastoral. Mm-hmm. I just feel like you're pastoring us all over the world as we're watching this and gleaning from you. But tell us, how do we get from the problem to the provision?
Yes. And the first thing I want to share with people is when you're in this problem, you may feel very, very discouraged. And you may feel hopeless, in fact. And you may feel like you're in a puzzle or an enigma. But things are not always as they appear. Because the Father has a way of bringing you to the answer. And this was my personal discovery. Okay, so Lord, you've let this thing happen. So here's my question. So who do you want to be to me now that you couldn't be to me before?
Oh, wow.
That was my question. What do you want to be to me now that you couldn't be to me before?
So that invites a real fresh revelation of who God is in that place,
yes,
right?
Because when you look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus comes to people mostly when they're at a low point in their
right,
life.
That's true.
To lift them up. So I tell people this, Jesus comes to where you are to bring you to where he is. And so what I have to do now is I have to ask this question. And then when I get in the word of the Lord, however that is, reading the word, listening to a preacher, a teacher, a minister, well, however that is, praying, fasting, I ask the question, and then a promise comes. When this promise comes and when provision comes, usually there are five things that happen.
Okay.
And this is the thing that's amazing to me. This is funny. You have Adam, and God looks at him, even when there's no sin, and looks at him and says, it's not good for him to be by himself. And what's interesting is that God puts him asleep, takes a rib out, and presents him with his answer. And so what this points to is this. Sometimes Jesus has already put the answer within us.
Yes.
But he has to put us in a state of being
wow.
where it can come out and it can be revealed.
Wow. And Adam couldn't do anything himself. He had to be at complete rest, like under holy anesthetic.
This is part of that grace and that intimate
wow.
knowledge of God. Then it's very interesting. The scripture says this. This is so interesting. God says to Moses, I'm calling you to deliver the sons of Israel. And Moses, if I could paraphrase, says, I want no parts of that. I tried that. I failed. And God says, you know, I'm Yinyeh Hashem Yinyeh. I am that I am. And then God says, what's in your hand? And when Moses begins to do with his hand what God said, he found out that God had put the answer in his hand, and that what was already in his hand moved from the natural to the supernatural when he surrendered it to God. And so what some people don't understand is that in the next God encounter, when they're in this process, they're going to find out that they had an answer they didn't even know they had.
Wow.
Then there's something very interesting. A prophet dies in debt, leaves his wife. The woman's getting ready to lose her two sons. She's getting ready to be destitute. She goes to a father prophet and says, what do I do? And his first question is this, what do you have in your house?
Right.
And her first response is nothing. And then she thinks, I got a pot of oil. And so then she gets a word, follows an instruction, because here's what I have discovered. When God is getting ready to do a miracle, he first gives you an instruction. Yeah. And when you follow that instruction, you see the miraculous. What's interesting is now, number one, the answer is already inside you. Number two, the answer is in your hand. Number three, the answer is already in your house. When Jesus needs to feed thousands of people, the disciple says, what are we going to do? We're going to go get some bread? He says, oh, no. What do you already have?
Yeah.
And so God does the miracle with what we already have. So God will use a person. He'll use a place. Elijah, I will provide for you at the Brook Cherith. I will provide for you in Zarephath. So God does the miracle through a person, through a place, through a thing, through an idea, or through an act. So your nets on the right side.
And sometimes we don't even realize that we've got that provision available. Like the woman with the oil.
Yes.
Elisha said to her, you know, go and, you know, like, what do you have?
Yes.
She says, I'm telling you the truth. I don't have anything except. But that didn't even dawn on her.
Yes.
That would be what God could use.
Yes.
And sometimes it could be the least little thing and you think, well, there's nothing significant about that, or it's nothing that God could turn into a miracle because you think it's too small. She obviously thought it was just so insignificant that it wouldn't count.
Yes.
Telling you the truth, I have nothing.
Yes.
Except. This little flask of oil.
So a man who was on drugs gives his heart to the Lord. He was mentally challenged, what some people say retarded, he can't read, lives in the projects. God saves him, gets him off of drugs. He's married. His wife reads the word of God to him at least 1 hour a day, every day, day after day. And then one day she comes across something in the Bible she couldn't read. He says, give me the book. Instantly God heals his brain. He can read. And then God starts talking to him. He starts praying. And God says, you can clean, can't you? Yes. Start a cleaning business. He starts a cleaning business. And one day he's cleaning a place that's a nursing home, sees a woman, the administrator, come out with coffee, and then God gives him another idea. Go and get your administrator's license. Has no degree. Passes the state and federal test. Ends up becoming administrator of the place he cleaned.
Wow.
Then he ends up owning that place.
Wow.
Then God gives him an idea. He goes to the Missouri Senate, says, let me tell you how nursing homes can make lots and lots and lots of money. They passed it. Then it started making a whole bunch of money. A multimillionaire said, I'm going to start a business, a chain of nursing homes. I want you to run it.
Wow.
And now, of course, this man has a seven-figure income.
Wow.
And not only that, all of his kids are coming into the blessing, and many people connected to him are coming into a blessing.
Oh,
and it all
amazing.
Started with a problem.
Come on.
God gives a promise.
And then he just followed through with what God told him to do.
Yes.
One little idea at a time.
Yes. So here he is mentally challenged, and he's saying, God, what do I do? And then God becomes wisdom to him.
Wow.
In fact, he was dealing with a situation where the bank said, you know, we can't do that. And God speaks to him and tells the banker, if you do this, this, and this, and this, it will work. And he says, yeah, that'll work. And so God will do the supernatural, and he will bypass what we think are our limitations. And so what I want to do is I want to share with people there is hope. They are one revelation away
from
a supernatural breakthrough.
Come on, that's it. You know, you just get one download and that's it. It could transform your whole life. And there's a number of you that are in very difficult situations right now. You've got the problem. You say, well, I identify with that, but what's the solution? The solution is in God who is in you. And you can stand face to face with Him. That one word can change your life. And following through on it just one step at a time. This is beautiful.
Yes.
Share with us some testimonies of people who have, you know, been nurtured in this truth.
Yes.
And they follow through and then God breaks open. I mean, yeah. I love that one testimony.
Yeah. There's a young woman. She goes to bed at night and she has a dream. And in the dream, she's given an invention and an idea. She takes it to a company. And the company says, great idea. They, of course, make thousands upon thousands of dollars. And she goes into a six-figure income.
Wow.
That's just one example.
Wow. Another
person got a $40,000 debt cancellation.
Come on.
This is amazing. This one couple responded to an altar call. And they were looking for supernatural debt cancellation, and God gives them an idea. At a conference, they have a mortgage. Come home from the conference, she goes in to the bank to pay the mortgage, and the bank person says, what are you doing here? Pay my mortgage. Oh, no, it's paid off. Wow. Don't you remember the day you came in and paid it off? It was the day that they responded to an altar call in another city.
Whoa.
And their house was paid off.
God supernaturally
did it because they responded to a revelation. They got promised results.
Wow.
Did they even know it was coming? The answer is no.
You know, just this last weekend, I was in a leadership retreat and these leaders were coming together and one of the leaders lost her wallet. She thought maybe at the airport. And so she, of course that is disturbing.
Yes.
So we were praying into it and the Lord gave me such a strong word. He said, that is going to be returned supernaturally.
Yes.
And so I said, you know, that is going to be returned supernaturally. And I shared a testimony with her about a friend of ours, Joshua Mills, who had an outstanding testimony of something being returned. And I said, you are going to have this returned. And within 3 or 4 hours, there it was. And it was in a place that she'd already checked over and over again. And it was there in plain sight,
Plain
sight, because it was supernatural. The one word of the Lord that He gives will enable the supernatural.
And then she discovered God in a way she
yes.
did not know Him before.
That's true.
Yes.
Because even her background wasn't full gospel or charismatic or anything.
Yes.
She wasn't used to that level of miracle.
Yes.
You know, and there it was.
Yeah, I was dealing with a man. He had been shot. He had fragments in his chest. He had been in pain 10 years. Something happened. They thought they were going to have to amputate his arm. His last two fingers were artificial. And to me, I laugh. All the fragments in his chest disappear. All his pain disappears. He's in the service, and his last two fingers that were artificial become real. And he could
move. Whoa, come on. Come on, God.
Jesus is the creator.
Oh, come on.
It just became God's opportunity. And so let me give you another one, because this is like crazy. And I tell people, listen, I have nothing to do with it. A woman gives birth to a child who is 1 pound, 9 months, premature. The doctor says the child will never see without surgery. The child will never know you and none of the relatives. The child will never talk. The child will never walk. But this is an opportunity. Problem, promise,
yes.
Supernatural provision. Because Jesus is already providing. And see, I don't think we have yet to walk into everything Jesus has provided. I think we will spend eternity, the ages to the ages.
Come on.
But anyway, what happens is it's prayed for. The child sees without surgery. The child knows the mother, all the relatives. The child talks. The child walks. And the child now is in regular school functioning perfectly.
It's awesome.
Let me give you one more because this is so crazy.
Okay, it'll have to be a quick one.
I prophesied to this woman, not knowing that her husband was in an explosion. Third-degree burns over 80% of his body. His hands literally melted.
Whoa.
She's instructed to take a cloth, puts it on his head. All his skin grows back. All of it in the hospital. We have him on film. He looks like it never happened.
Wow.
Jesus wants to become something he's never been to you before.
Oh, this is so beautiful. I can feel the faith rise. Mm-hmm. In the next 30 seconds or so, could you pray for our audience so that they get those encounters?
Yes, yes, yes. Holy Father, I come to you with joy because I remember, Lord, when I was so discouraged and so depressed and I was so down. But Holy Father, you brought me through and you're no respecter of persons. What you've done for me, you're going to do for these that are viewing. Right now, Holy Father, I release miracles, mental miracles, emotional miracles, financial miracles, physical miracles. May your heart be healed, your mind, your emotions be healed. May your body receive a miracle. I pray and decree financial breakthroughs for you. And I decree blessings for you and your family, supernatural salvations and deliverances in Jesus' mighty name.
Ooh, amen. I could feel that one. God loves you so much. And he's a miracle working God. And he cares about every situation that you face in life. And I want to pray especially for those right now who are really struggling and that you have felt your faith kind of slide between your fingers because this program has refreshed your faith. But it's going to go on and on and on. This isn't just for one day. This is for your whole life. And so, Lord, just touch these ones right now with faith and with your power. And for those that don't know you yet, Lord God, I thank you that you are coming into any life who welcomes you in to forgive them of all their sin and to write their name in your book of life. God bless you. And remember this, that God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. We'll see you next time.
You have gifts. God expects you to use them. If you need training to school your gift, log on to schoolofthespirit.tv. You'll find training in spiritual warfare, prophetic ministry, prayer, seer's ministry, writing, and so much more. Go to schoolofthespirit.tv today. You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.